Last night you came back as a bad joke, as a bottle of gin is upon my robe. Tell me, were you really flesh and bone? I keep searching for ways that your presence was known.
A wonderful video up on YouTube for your song Bad Poetry from your recently released album Seeker. What can you tell me about that?
Oh, thanks for checking it out. The video for Bad Poetry was completely filmed in Indian Head, Saskatchewan by a Regina-based production company called Crushed Rockets that I'm really fortunate to get to work with. The theme of the video, again, is you know, matters of the heart. But the protagonist kind of, she frees herself from those strings at the end of the video, which I was important to me to have that kind of element to it. But if you've ever driven to the little town of Indian Head, Saskatchewan, you may recognize some of the locations there. It's important to me that each video, for the most part, if I can, try to do something local in an area that maybe hasn't been featured in too many music videos before. So the Deerhead video was in Moose Jaw, and then Bad Poetry video was Indian Head, and I look forward to being able to film more videos in different unique spaces in the province.
The record was a collaboration with the other Saskatchewan band, Bears and Hazelmoor. How did that come about?
Mm-hmm. Bears and Hazen were, are now they're based out of Regina and Saskatoon, but previously they grew up in Swift Current, so every summer they return to Swift Current to put on a Swift Current music camp, and they have a featured artist every year. And the summer of 2016, I was a featured artist, and they arranged a few of my songs off Song Harvest Volume 1, and I really enjoyed the arrangements, and so we just started playing together, really. It was just something that kind of organically came out of that Swift Current music camp, and I'm pretty fortunate to have them on board with the project. So within a year of starting to play together, we recorded this album, which is, yeah, it was kind of a whirlwind. And every now and then I take everybody or a few guys on the road, and it's really adds to the show, and it's a lot of fun for me.
You've been touring quite extensively, gone across the country and in Europe. You've also performed at some great festivals, including Halifax Pop Explosion, Folk on the Rocks, and Gateway Music Festival. Can you tell me about one show that stands out in your mind as a particularly memorable one?
Well, yeah, I have been very fortunate this year to be able to tour quite a bit. Actually, the other day in Alberta, I just had my 100th show, so I'm at 101 right now for this year, which is a nice amount for me. But this year, you know, there are so many special ones. There was Folk on the Rocks was really special. I wanted to play that festival for years, and they have such a great festival site, and there's a lots of it's right in front of the stage, there's a bunch of fans who've seen people dance to songs off the new record. You know, in the sand was pretty cool. That was a pretty nice moment. And then I also played in Merlefest in North Carolina. That was my first festival in the United States, and it was a big one. So I got to do a little opening set right before the Avett Brothers, and that was pretty amazing. And it was my biggest crowd to date, and that was a pretty remarkable experience.
You're a Western Canadian Music Award nominee and a Thatcher Grant recipient. You've been featured on The Vinyl Cafe with Stuart McLean, and you've received great critical acclaim for your records. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
Well, I think even just the fact that I get to do this full time is an accomplishment in itself, and I'm really proud of that, or grateful for that, I guess I should maybe say. You know, the fact that people are interested in listening to my songs and coming out to shows, that's a success in itself, and one I don't want to take for granted. But I think, too, getting the Western Canadian Music Award for Songwriting of the Year, because songwriting is the whole reason why I pursued this career to begin with, that was a pretty big moment for me, because that's what I love doing. And if someone is liking what I'm doing and what I love to do, getting a little pat on the back for that was a pretty cool moment. But I think sometimes I have to remind myself, because sometimes it can be kind of grueling, like the touring lifestyle and not. And I know when I first started writing songs when I was 17, if I could look at my tour schedule now, I'd been like, oh, I made it. Like, you know, like, oh, I'm really doing it. And I have to remind myself that, because it, you know, it always feels like you're looking at your next goal and next goal, next goal. And I just have to remind myself to kind of reflect a little bit and be like, okay, it's all going pretty well. Just trying to do my best.
What's on the horizon for you musically over the new year?
I hope to write a new album. I need to start writing a new record, and I feel like I've got lots of ideas, new feelings I want to explore, new concepts I want to explore. And I've got many journals from this year, from my different tours and whatnot. So I really want to take some time to write, and I would love to hopefully, I really hope that I get a Song Harvest Volume 2 out of this next year. I didn't do it, you know, I released Song Harvest Volume 1, and then with the collaboration with Bears and Hazenmore, it kind of took on a new life, so it wasn't time for Volume 2, but I'm wondering if Volume 2 is going to come soon. That would be kind of cool. And I would like to collaborate with my sister again. Like I mentioned earlier, my sister sings, and she sang on Salted Salamanders on the new album. But I'd really love to get her voice a bit more on the next record. So I'm hoping that that something like that can happen. So we'll see.
Do you have a website where we can go to keep track of the new releases?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking. It's www.meganmeganash.ca. So just meganash.ca. And I'm pretty good at keeping it up to date. So all the new news will be there.
Awesome. I'd like to take us out with your song, Saturn Calling. What can you tell me about that one?
That's actually the song that I remember people dancing to at Folk on the Rocks up in the sand. And a couple days after Folk on the Rocks, we had a gig in Hay River. And the couple that I remember specifically dancing, cause I thought they were really cute. They were at the Hay River show dancing to it again. And they told me that that was their song. And so I thought that was pretty neat. But Saturn Calling is, I really wanted this record to have a love song. And so from that song's about, you know, like living this lifestyle, which is very, not unstable, I guess, but it's just kind of different alternative. I guess it would be an alternative lifestyle. And I move a lot. I travel a lot. I'm on the road quite a bit, but the idea of putting down roots in a relationship and like, committing yourself to one person, that's kind of what this song is about. It's just, it's an old fashioned love song with a lot of astrology references. So if anyone's into astrology, they might pick up on some of that. Yeah.
Wonderful. Megan, thank you so much for joining me for IndieBeat.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today, mate.
Every few months, I take a few books and I put them in a box and I tell myself that I'm something real to hold on to. I've been stargazing at everything I need, every looking glass, every cup of tea keeps sending it, sending it, sending it, sending it back to you and me. Saturn's calling me and I wanna